Good morning, everybody, and welcome once again to the third and final hour of the Live with a Rank program. Thank you for tuning in. Do appreciate that. First day back in the seat after being off for 4 days. Well, can never run or start too early, right? Already election time has turned or is coming around. By the way, those of you in Lansing, it's tomorrow for some of your local elections or offices, city commission, I think, four of them there for the city commission and others. So check in on that and be part of the solution that's actually voting. Right now they're looking at maybe 15%. We had a caller earlier from the Lansing area, maybe 12,000 out of 80,000 registered people to vote in the city of Lansing will decide on the rest of the city's future. Do you really want that? So keep up to date on that. And also, it is my first time for the first person on now who is actually running in next year's election. He's starting this year, obviously, for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Senator Debbie Stabenow. I'm sure that she, I believe, does have someone. She will be primaried, if the last I looked, if that person's still going to do it. But more than likely, being a sitting senator for however long she's been there, that would be the person that whoever wins the Republican primary for U.S. Senate would be running against. Right now, we have three people in the game. John James, a young Detroit businessman. Lena Epstein, a young Detroit area businesswoman. And Bob Young Jr. Bob is the former Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court. After 18 years of service there with them, he's now running, as I just told you, for the United States Senate seat to, as he likes to say, retire Debbie Stabenow maybe a little bit earlier. And being that Chief Justice Bob Young, or former Chief Justice Bob Young, was a judge. He is a fierce defender of the rule of law that we've certainly been talking about a lot here in the Live with Rank show, because it just seems like some people have to follow the rule of law and others do not. Welcome to the Live with Rank show, Mr. Young. Appreciate you calling in.
Well, thank you. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing fine. Now, as I said, you served for, was it 18 years on
18.
The Michigan
right.
Supreme Court, and part of that as our Chief Justice. Appreciate that. So you know quite a bit about the rule of law, and as you state, insisting that judges follow and apply that law, not make it. We're certainly going to get into that a little bit. I guess my first question I have for you, Bob, if you don't mind me calling you Bob, would be,
sure,
what made you want to run? You've retired. You've served the people of Michigan for many years. What made you want to run for the U.S. Senate seat and get back into civil service?
Well, I honestly don't think when I decided I was going to retire from the court, I ever thought of another office. I had a very successful career and was looking forward to a semi-retirement. I went back to my old firm. But the answer is, I've been so angry, so pissed off about what's going on in Washington, that I decided I'm 66. I don't owe anybody anything. But I thought that my tenure as Chief Justice been a good example of what conservative values can do when they're applied in the public arena. As Chief Justice, I shrunk the size of my branch of government. I cut its cost. I improved its performance by imposing mandatory performance measures on every trial judge. That increased accountability. In fact, you can go to your local court's website and see how well your court is performing. And I added more transparency by doing something businesses do every day, which is to ask our customers, our citizens, how their experiences were. So we annually surveyed our citizens who came to court. Now, those are just simple, common-sense things. I shrunk the size of our branch of government because I can't stand to spend a dollar more of taxpayer dollars than is absolutely necessary. That's a lesson that Debbie Stabenow will never learn. It's a lesson that is lost in Washington. And somebody needs to go and be a disruptor. That's what I want to do. I'm 66, as I said. I don't want to go to Washington for a long career. I've had a wonderful career. My only goal is to stop the insanity of spending, of overregulation that's killing our businesses, killing our economy, and bring some basic sense to an absurd process.
Well, you said earlier about bringing conservative values, and that's a lot. People need to be able to run for office as a conservative, as you are, need to be able to explain to people why conservative ideas, why conservative values in the end actually ends up helping you instead of just wanting to sit there and get a handout from the government, how conservatism actually can and produce great results in many cases, and why it's best for them. And a lot of times people fall down in being able to explain that, Bob.
Well, let me just, again, by reference to what I did when I had responsibility for a portion of our state government, the thing that people like Debbie Stabenow don't understand is they're spending other people's money. We need to take the taxpayer-funded credit card away from people like Debbie Stabenow. When I was chief, I realized we had way too many judges for the workload. Now, in government, most people don't care about that. In fact, I had to fight hard with the legislature to reduce the size of the judiciary because, guess what? In government, once you create something, it's very hard to take it back, even though everybody understood we had too many judges.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Look, in our private lives, we don't spend more money than we have. We watch what we spend our money on. We make priorities, and that's the way government ought to function. Instead, it spends unwisely and wildly, and we're at the edge of the cliff, economically speaking. I thought when we got rid of Obama that we could move the sled a little bit back from the edge, but we're spending more and more. I don't think most people know that of our budget, the largest part of it is entitlement. It comes off the top. And then we have a smaller part that's our discretionary budget, which includes our military. And what people need to understand is we're borrowing from China the same amount as our discretionary budget every year. Now, that's crazy. Nobody thinks China is our ally, but that's how government is functioning in Washington.
Right. And you mentioned about once something is created in government, it's hard to get rid of it. Just last week I was
speaking. How about Obamacare?
Right. Like, really, look how difficult that is. And that's even within the Republican Party.
That's a failure of conservative principles and courage. We have too many people in Washington right now, Republicans included, who are more concerned about the next election rather than doing what they even promised us to do, much less doing what conservative principles say you should. The federal government took over sixth of our economy for Obamacare. They lied to us about it. They told us we could keep our doctors, prices would go down. Everybody knew that was a crock. We shouldn't be in this line of business. The federal government is actually a government of limited powers.
And certainly you being a judge, you know that. If you could hold on, former Chief Justice Bob Young, I got to take a quick break here.
Sure.
I'll come right back. And I want to tell you, though, he talked about government, and once something's created, it's hard to get rid of. I spoke to someone last week who worked for MDOT here in Michigan, used to work for them. Wait till you hear what that person told me. You listen to Live with Rank. We're talking to former Chief Justice of Michigan Supreme Court, Bob Young. He's running for U.S. Senate. We'll be right back.
95.3 WBCK.
Yeah, he, this court is now in session. His Honor, Judge Pigmeat Martin Poseidon.
swing. It's just about ready to do that thing. I don't want no tears, I don't want no lies. Above all, I don't want no alibis. This judge is hip, and that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small. Fall in line, or this coat is neat. Peace, brother.
Whoa, here come the judge. Here come the judge. Everybody know that he's the judge.
You listened live with Rankin. I appreciate that very, very much. Talking about what's my only judge song I have online with me on air is he was kind enough to call in, is a candidate for the Senate seat now currently held by Debbie Stabenow. He's running in the Republican primary, Bob Young Jr. And why did I play that song? Because he's the former Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court. Welcome back, former Justice Young. You were talking about the size of government, and you and I touched on a little bit at break how I was explaining my frustration I have with how people just can't understand $500 billion. We were up to $1.6 trillion in deficits during the Obama era, and we're going that way right now because it's all on autoglide, and it's hard to stuff to shrink things. You said you came in and you shrunk the court system here in the state of Michigan. I want to quickly say it's funny that he's telling us this today, because last week I was talking to someone who used to work for MDOT, and this is the story they told me. Went in, got my assignment for the day, was to go put up a stop sign somewhere. He went, put up the stop sign, came back 2 hours later, works a 10-hour shift. 2 hours later, came back. His boss has said, what are you doing back here? He goes, I finished the job. He goes, no, that was your job for the day. And go around, drive around, or whatever, waste time. Right to your point, Judge Young, about the size of government, and they're never going to want to shrink it for whatever reason.
Well, you know what? I was a civil service commissioner in the state of Michigan. And here's the thing that most people don't understand. We have a whole, at the state and federal levels, wholesale bureaucrats, faceless bureaucrats, who have no accountability to anyone. In fact, one of the interesting things is we have a civil service system that's based on a 1930s view of the workplace. This is the 21st century. We have computers, we have technology. But one thing we don't have is any accountability. That's why the VA gave bonuses to the very people who were falsifying data to hide the fact that they were killing vets. And accountability is a key ingredient. It's the only way we're going to ever get a control of our bureaucracy. I go across the state and talk to small businesses. Why? Because 75% of everybody employed in this country are employed by small businesses. They don't have the same resources that GM has to, all the compliance officers and all that, and they're getting killed. And we have the lowest small business startups in 30 years. That's a real danger to our country. Now, my view is that you have to begin by making people accountable. That's exactly what I did in Michigan and the judiciary. The judges had to become accountable to the people. We work for the people, not the other way around. Now, that's a principle that we can apply in Washington. They had to pass a special legislation to allow the VA to fire people who weren't working.
Right.
And my question is, why is it just for the VA? Why right. isn't that true of the whole federal government? You had a guy who said, hey, good enough for government work. That's not good enough for the people.
Right. Right. Now, so if you were to win, and again, on air with me is former Michigan Supreme Court Justice Bob Young Jr. He's running for the Debbie Stabenow seat, U.S. state senator next year in the Republican primary right now as a Republican. I'd love to try to get Debbie on, but something tells me she
probably
wouldn't come
unlikely.
On.
Probably unlikely.
Yes. If you were to win the primary and then go up against, if it is, Debbie Stabenow, I do believe she does have a primary person right now, but more than likely would be her, and you beat her, what are a couple of the top priorities that you would like to try to move forward, move the ball forward, if you, in the Senate?
First, well, I hope by then we will actually, senators will have come to their senses and repealed Obamacare. I think that is a job killing. The most perverse things have occurred because of it is all the bad things that it's done to our economy. So that needs to be done. We also, I think the president has identified the right coordinates on our national compass. We need to have our border. We need to know who's in our country. We have a right to know who's in our country. We need to be able to control our borders. We need to stop the stupid job-killing overregulation of our economy. We need real tax reform. I was up north talking to one of the prominent dairy farmers, and I admitted, I said, you know, I went to Harvard Law School. I've been on the Supreme Court 18 years, and I'm afraid to do my own taxes. You know, if you're Chief Justice and you get your taxes wrong, it's embarrassing.
Right.
He said mine were 94 pages long. That's insane. And the reason they're that long is because everybody has got, every interest group has a leg in the tax code. We need real reform, not just around the edges. We need to get serious about this. And the fundamental thing we have to do is we have to cut the welfare state. Debbie Stabenow has been bribing, and her friends have been bribing constituencies with other people's money, taxpayer money. And the hardest thing to do, as I mentioned, in government is to take out things that have come into existence. The Obamacare is just one example, but that's the real problem. We have to do tough things now, because we're so close to we're probably if the federal government couldn't print money, we'd be insolvent.
Right, and I'm coming up at the end of the segment, and one last thing. You mentioned it earlier. You've already done your career, and you're not looking to go there and make a career out of politics, correct?
Absolutely not. I'm 56 years old. I'm not going to Washington for another career. I'm going to disrupt the insanity. Somebody's got to do it. I don't owe anybody anything, but this is something I can do. I've got the experience to do it. It's something I want to do.
I appreciate you calling in, former Chief Justice Young, and good luck in your campaign, and we'll probably have you on again. No problem, okay?
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. And again, that was former Chief Justice of Michigan Supreme Court, Bob Young Jr., who's running, as I said, in the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate right now against Alina Epstein, a Detroit businesswoman, and John Jeames, a Detroit businessman, and possibly Kid Rock if he decides to throw his hat into the ring. We'll be right back after this.
95.3 WBCK.